John 6:25-30. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you have seen signs, but because you ate of the bread and were filled. Work not for the food which perishes, but for the food which abides unto eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For him has the Father, even God, sealed." Then they said to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe into him whom he has sent." They say then to him, "What sign then will you do that we may see and believe you? What work will you do?"
In verse 22 through 31, we find the seekers after perishing food. They were seeking satisfaction. Regardless of the kind of food people are seeking, they are seeking satisfaction. They were also seeking for signs and miracles. The concept of following man toward God is always that he must do something for God and work for God. This is the principle of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in Genesis 2. The Lord's concept concerning man toward God is that he believe in him, that is, receive him as a life and life supply. This is the principle of the tree of life in Genesis 2. The answer to the seeking after the perishing food is to receive the Lord by believing into him. The human religious concept is that what the Jews ask in verse 28, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Throughout the scriptures, it is only in this chapter that the religious Jews ask such a question. Religious teaching always exhorts us to do and do. Man's concept is doing. God's concept is believing. The work that God desired and predestinated for us to do is to believe into his Son. The preposition in verse 29, in King James Version, should be translated as "into" according to Greek text. The Lord Jesus did not tell us to believe him, but to believe into him. John 6 shows two ways of believing: to believe him and to believe into him. After the Lord answered their question, the Jews retorted in verse 30, saying, "What sign will you do that we may see and believe you? What work will you do?" They said, "Believe you." But that was not what the Lord said. The Lord told them to believe into him. The preposition is exactly the same as that used in Romans 6:3 for "baptize into Christ." As we have seen, to believe him means to believe that he is true and that everything about him is right. But to believe into him means to receive him and to be united and mingle with him as one. When you believe into him, there is a union and a oneness between you and Christ. In other words, you have come into him and have received him into you. According to the divine thought, there is nothing for us to do but to believe into Christ and receive him into us day by day.